This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. The patient's name is Sandra Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 7/28/1939. Date of service is 3/8/2022. Ms. Diamond is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been somewhat depressed. She has been complaining of pain. She said that she's not sleeping well at night since she wakes up because of pain. She denies any trauma or fall. She continues to have this drainage from the wound. She has seen ortho as well as infectious disease. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right knee with dressing in place. Impression. Right knee wound. Next history of right knee. Arthroplasty. Next hypertension. Next hyperlipidemia. Next hypothyroidism. Next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. She has been complaining of pain. Is not sleeping well. Will increase her Norco to 2 tablets at night time. She can have 1 tablet before 4 hours as needed during the daytime, but will schedule it at night time so that she is able to sleep better and pain-free. I've recommended that she make an appointment with infectious disease regarding the drainage from the wound. Also, I've suggested that she see orthopedic for the recommendations. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Gary Klein, K-L-E-I-N-K-E, Gary, G-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 9/13/1947. Date of service is 3/9/2022. Mr. Clanky is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's been doing better. He has been working with therapy, has been eating better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, otherwise, has been doing well. He did complaints of ankle pain. He stated that since he was transferred the night before, since then he's been having this pain and has some swelling. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. It was supple. No JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Right hip fracture, status post-ORIF. Next, acute and chronic congestive heart failure. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, chronic anemia. Next, decubitus ulcer. Next, ankle pain. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He overall seems to be doing better. His wounds are improving. We'll continue to current medications, continue with wound care. We'll get x-ray of his right ankle. He will continue to work with PTOT. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Margaret McNally, M-C-N-A-L-L-Y, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 6/8/1934. The date of service is 3/9/2022. Miss McNally is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's been feeling some better, though still feels tired and fatigued. Feels like no energy. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. Overall, has been doing well. She was noticed to have some rash on her back. Otherwise, unremarkable. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart rhythm was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one fall. Next, right superior inferior pubic rami fraction. Next, pelvic hematoma. Next, hypertension. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, non-specific rash on the back. Impression, treatment plan, discussion about her symptoms. Overall, she seems to be doing better. I've suggested that she lay on her side, avoid moisture on her back. You can use some antihistamine, Claritin, as needed. Continue other medications. Continue to work with PTOT. Encourage to eat better. We'll follow up on her progress. We'll check on her labs. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Mary Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 2/8/1943. Date of service is 3/9/2022. Ms. Pratt is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's doing better. She's been ambulating in her room. She said that she's been eating better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart rhythm S2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, COPD. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, microcytic anemia. Next, lung nodule. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, hyponatremia. Next, hypokalemia. Treatment plan, discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better overall. Clinically, she's feeling better. She's working with therapy. We'll continue current medications. We'll check on her labs. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Bernice Coles, C-O-L-E-S, Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E. Date of birth is 12/21/1920. Date of service is 3/9/2022. Ms. Coles is seen in her room today, requested by the nurse, since she has been coughing, occasionally bringing up some clear phlegm. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any fever, denies any chills, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any heartburn, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally. Decreased breath count in the right base, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, cough. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, decubitus ulcer, buttocks. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discussion about her symptoms. She had a chest x-ray done, which was unremarkable. I put her on ProAir inhaler that she will use. I've asked the family to, if they want any further workup, including CAT scan, so at her will continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Margaret Price, P-R-I-C-E, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, date of birth is 11-2-1928, date of service is 3-8-2022. Miss Price is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She had an echocardiogram done. She had an echocardiogram done in view of her complaints of chest pain as well as some shortness of breath. Her echo did show mild congestive, show a decrease in ejection fraction of 40%, also dilatation of the ascending aorta. She had chest x-ray done. We did show mild congestive heart failure findings. She was placed on furosemide. She felt some improvement in her symptoms. She denies any complaints of chest pain. Recently, she denies any complaints of any palpitations, any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next dementia, next coronary artery disease, next ascending aortic aneurysm, next chronic kidney disease, next DJD. Treatment discuss the patient about her symptoms. We'll discuss with family about having cardiology consultation, and we'll continue current medications, continue on the low-dose Lasix, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Dorothy Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 9-15-1941, date of service is 3-9-2022. Ms. Harris is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She continues to have swelling of the lower extremities. Her redness and warmness has improved. She denies any complaints of pain in her legs. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She has any palpitations. She has any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, Ms. Harris is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She overall is feeling better. I've recommended that she keep her legs elevated, also pressure stockings, continue the low-dose Lasix, will monitor her progress, will continue other medications, will follow up on her workup, cut back on salty food. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Helen Schenck, S-C-H-E-N-C-K, Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 11-24-1928. Date of service is 3/9/2022. Miss Schenk is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She needs refills on her gabapentin. Overall, otherwise, has been feeling well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, hypertension. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, peripheral vascular disease. Next, dementia. Next, neuropathy. Next, DJD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. Rontin prescriptions were refilled. She will continue other medications. She clinically has been feeling well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised new issues. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.